Our text for this evening is from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 to 16. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, as you think about who your friends are, they're probably people that you have something in common with. If you're young, maybe they're in the same class in school, play the same sports you play, or like the same music or other activities. This is partly why people's friends tend to change as they do when you grow up, when you go away to school, when you get married, when you have children. You have things in common with different people. But some friendships continue throughout life. Maybe it's with people who grew up in the same place, or people who still continue in the same line of work. Maybe they have the same challenges or difficulties you do. Maybe even the same diseases. It may be through these things in common that you met them, and immediately you form a bond. With friends like these, you don't have to explain everything, because they understand. Friends like these are people that you can just be yourself with, confident that they're going to accept you the way that you are. Friends like these are helpful, because they may know how to do things that you are still just learning. It's for reasons like this that Jesus is our greatest friend. He is a friend who understands. We have problems that are hard to understand, but Jesus has experienced all of our difficulties, and Jesus knows how to help us. Let's think first about how we have difficulties and problems that are hard to understand. Luke alone records the curious statement that we heard in the passage history, and Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that day, for before this, they had been at enmity with each other. Well, in this current political season, it's no surprise to find political leaders who don't like each other. Pilate was in charge of a region that used to be under Herod's family's control. Herod, on the other hand, was an outsider who ruling part of the Roman Empire. Each would have welcomed the opportunity to increase his power at the expense of the other. But they had more in common than just being neighbors and rivals. They also were both in charge of ruling unruly Jews. They both had their challenges made worse by this wandering preacher who kept going back and forth between their two territories, upsetting religious leaders that were hard to keep happy in the first place. Herod had heard of Jesus. He thought he was the reincarnation of John the Baptist, whom he had killed. And so he was both curious and superstitiously afraid of him. Pilate had surely heard of Jesus, if not before, in his triumphant entry in Jerusalem. He suspected he was harmless, but he was not so sure about his friends and his foes. Both Pilate and Herod were in the uncomfortable position of having to decide what to do about Jesus, knowing that no matter what they did, there was apt to be trouble, and they would regret it either way. So, each one was generously willing to defer to the other, which probably had never happened before, because neither one wanted to deal with Jesus, and both of them understood why. They were the final authority. It can be lonely at the top. It may be this common experience that finally made them friends. We too end up in difficult situations where it's hard to know what to do. Maybe family problems, problems with the spouse or with the children or with the in-laws. It may be health problems. What to do about a dreaded diagnosis or the lack of a diagnosis. It may be work problems. difficult people to work with, difficult decisions about what to do or what not to do. It may be problems with friends, friends with troubles, or friends that are apt to get us into trouble. Not to mention all the difficulties we bring on ourselves because of the poor decisions we make in dealing with all of these things. Wouldn't it be great to have a friend who understands without the need to explain everything to them? Especially when we don't know how to explain it. We need somebody to explain things to us. Jesus is that understanding friend to whom we can go in prayer. Because Jesus has experienced all our difficulties. The letter to the Hebrews says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." One of the reasons that Jesus came the way he did was to experience all that we experience and to suffer all that we suffer. He was born into a poor family to be an obedient son. He moved as a refugee to different places. He went to school. He had classmates. He had friends. He worked with his father in a hometown business. He helped his mother. He was misunderstood by his brothers. He traveled in rugged conditions, helping hurting people. He helped with limited resources. And because of it, he was taken for granted by some, and he was criticized by others. He dealt with authoritarian leaders and jealous sneaks. He had false friends. He had threatening enemies. In his whole life, he faced difficult challenges, emotional challenges, physical challenges, social difficulties, mental struggles. But the worst difficulty in all, I believe, was spiritual. Constantly being dogged by the devil, who was throwing temptations and taunts at him, raising doubts about who he was and everything he did. And yet, he never sinned. He never took the easy way out, which I suspect made things even harder for him. All of this is before he even got to the cross, where he faced the most dreaded difficulty of all. Not only death, but condemnation by God. Because he was carrying with him all of the guilt and the shame for all of our failures in how we deal with all of our difficulties. Although we today live in a different time, in a very different culture, with different diseases and different decisions, I'm convinced there is not a single thing that we can feel that Jesus himself did not feel. This is why he is a friend who understands. Without our ever having to explain anything to him, he understands what it's like for us. He understands how we feel. He understands how we got here, where we are, and why. He understands better than we do. But best of all, Jesus knows and understands how to help us. The text says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Sometimes when our friends understand the troubles we have, it's because they don't know how to get out of them any more than we know how to get out of them. But Jesus, who has walked with us through the maze of life, and has come out the other side, helps us because he warns us of the booby traps. He's come to that same corner. He has looked down the way and he's seen the dangers of pride and fear and anger and more. He has looked down the street and he's seen where they lead. Because of Jesus, God is not going to let us experience any of the temptations that are common to all people, without also at the same time giving us a way of escape, a way to deal with them. But Jesus also knows that the only way of escape for those who have given in to those temptations is his constant love and forgiveness. Knowing our weaknesses, knowing how we stumble and fall, he stands ready to pick us up again. by taking all the burden of our sins on Himself. He knows the shame and the fear and the despair or the grief that we don't share with anybody else, or that we may not even know how to express. That's why, when we are unsure of everything else, including our own self-worth, we can come with complete confidence in Jesus, to His throne of grace. He knows exactly the kind of healing that we need. He knows how to help us with His mercy, His forgiveness. Jesus is a friend who fully understands. We have problems that are hard to understand. It's hard to understand the things that happen to us or what to do. But Jesus has experienced all our difficulties. He knows every feeling and every trouble and every temptation. And Jesus knows how to help us. He knows how to lovingly strengthen us and lift us up and forgive us. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.